have such a forum for in-depth discussion on a topic which we believe is of both scientific and practical interest.
In March of 2006, a group of scientists met in Dusseldorf to discuss the results of their research. Surprisingly, each had discovered principal foundations for a just and sustainable society had been prepared millennia ago and are described in ancient teachings.
What we are discovering is that the new consciousness is actually an old, timeless, perennial consciousness.
And as the exchanges continued, it became increasingly evident to all participants that the world's present condition had in fact been foreseen.
We have a brain. So the question is, what do we use this brain for? If it would be men from Mars or women from Mars and would come down to Earth and see the news, I don't know whether we would think that we have a thinking humanity.
And to be honest, I see a world where we behave in a very bad manner. There is something seriously wrong.
And this is our time. And it is also written in the Book of Zohar that at that time, people will turn back and start looking into those ancient indigenous teachings.
What the old teachings, what they're really talking about, and a lot of those old traditions talk about that terrible thing that's going to take place, they call it Armageddon, which means a terrible fight. It actually will be the deciding factor whether humanity manages to actually really focus on goals, on values.
The discussions focused in depth on essential questions. What is the true purpose of life? Why has that purpose been concealed from humanity? And what is the reason for the emptiness people currently feel in the world today?
Our substance is the will to receive. But the problem is that when we want to fulfill our vacuum, the empty desire, the filling in itself neutralizes the desire. So our whole lives we chase pleasures, but we can never be filled. We will remain empty.
Recognize that if you get stuck in the ego lens, that fragments and objectifies your world and breaks down information into packages, you're going to end up with a broken world and a broken self.
The scientists came to an almost unanimous agreement that in order to better understand what's happening today, we must identify and examine our very roots.
Then the path is within man to come into a dialogue with the next step of consciousness. This is a real dialogue within, not only what we will have in the next days outside.
There's a very clever cartoon which shows Albert Einstein in front of a blackboard, and he's writing. The caption says, "And at this place, right here, a miracle occurs." And that's very much how we feel sometimes when we discover something. Voila! Ah, now I got it. It comes to us without an ability to explain the phenomena that brought it to us.
Classical consciousness, your consciousness is, if you would ask people what happens, how is it produced, it's produced by the brain. It's something that is created. And now we have all the evidence that it's not limited to the brain, and it's probably not even produced by the brain.
Our enhanced consciousness resides not in our brain, and is not limited to our brain because our consciousness is non-local. Without a body, we still can have conscious experiences.
It's as if the ego calculus separates the thinker from the object, and this line of separation is important because it cuts us off from unity. And if we're cut off from the integral space, we're finished.
And I believe and I hope that in the near future, modern science will include research on subjective experiences like those that occur in our consciousness, that we will accept field concepts to understand how we are interconnected with each other and with nature in our endangered planet.
What emerged is the shared view that all of humanity is functionally one body, one organism, with each person dependent and interconnected with every other person, and that globalization has only made evident the fact that the world operates as one big village.
Could you do that? Could you just take your jacket off and, like, find out? Or, well, in some cases, you might, for reasons of modesty, not take everything off. But where does this stuff come from? French wool.
Nepal.
Italy. Good. You can tell the people with good taste. I'm sorry. Ireland. Switzerland. You know, I wear a belt. It's leather. I'm assuming some pig gave its life for my belt. But where did that pig live? I have no idea. So what I'm trying to get at here is, you know, I think this planetary consciousness thing is something that's happening all the time. It's here all the time. We're it.
There is now enough evidence that all organisms and also human beings are surrounded by various types of fields, and that these fields may also mediate some things that happen between people.
All of humanity incarnating as a single fundamental organism in a way that expressed a singular intentionality, the intentionality of the one being that humanity is in its totality, with generations coming and going much as the body sloughs off skin cells and is reborn and gives new skin cells on a minute-to-minute, hour-to-hour basis.
There is a substantial body of scientific evidence that clearly demonstrates that we do function as a whole, and yet we still don't experience our existence in that way.
Unfortunately, my feeling is that we're not quite aware of the extent to which the world is already inside us.
In an unconscious way, has always existed. We are connected already, but the question is to become conscious, to consciously live this interconnectedness.
So the larger concept of living as one body will be the dominating force in how we relate to society. That's why we have to unite and increase the awareness in the entire world.
I must really speak in favor of the importance of consciousness awakening as the very core of our survival. The problem is to fix the consciousness.
Tvernatsky's idea was more that through human activity, intelligent activity, there was formed a new geological strata, that the earth was transformed, the material earth was transformed by the intelligent activity of humanity, and that this was the noosphere.
Thus, the theory of Vernadsky, dating back to the beginning of the 20th century, assumes a new significance today. He proposed that we are surrounded by a unified space, an altruistic environment. Noosphere is universal love, and therefore by disrupting it, we are destabilizing the entire world.
Wondering the whole evening, because I am missing one thing terrible. What is pure reason without love and care?
See, the love we're really talking about here is the love of the Creator itself. That love is contained, it is included in the information field. The information field loves every particle on this planet just the same way. It is not emotional. It does not care about you or you. It just wants that whole evolution to unfold every particle to its highest unfoldment. And that is the highest unemotional love, because it loves every single particle just the same.
With that considered, those present agreed that the most pressing task for humanity at this time is to experience universal love. This means to unite the entire world in loving one another by fulfilling one another.
But if we connect to another and another and another, as I drew before, then the pleasures go from one to another and to another, and we feel life in that state as eternal. That's why today, when man has come to a global crisis, we have no choice but to come to a resolution that if we want to fulfill ourselves, even egoistically, we have to do it by fulfilling others.
For the first time, we are beginning to recognize that our connectedness has an objective basis. Now we have a way of legitimizing, explaining. And it's a new worldview. It's a view of the world as intrinsically organic, whole, connected. We can all do our things. We can write books, we can make speeches and whatnot. So it's time to put things together. Now we have setting up instruments for this. You have seen the World Wisdom Council. We are creating the Wisdom Channel. We have been discussing last night, and we will be continuing setting up a television channel for this sort of thing, a radio show. We are setting up an internet-based university. We are creating instruments, but the instruments have to have content. So to me, it was not just a meeting which now ends, it's a meeting which now begins. The work is now beginning. Thank you all for participating, and let's stay together and let's work together. Thank you again.